the sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like mama's homemade dress, papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, we'll meet again someday. Job in the great north woods, working as a cook for a spell, but I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky with a be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew place, and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face in the spotlight so clear. Later on when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in back of my chair. I said to me, don't I know your name? I muttered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. You'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. Fuck me to you. Down the stairs, there was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. Get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they're doing with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
ľudské tane. Ľudské tane vynieva. Ľudské tane.
Jedna, trebalo nam je 53 znanja ove emisije da napokon pustimo i Bob Dylana. Čuli ste ovu numeru s albuma Blood on Tracks koju predstavljamo u večerašnjem izdanju Put sketanja, jedan od njegovih najboljih albuma, samim tim i najboljih albuma rock'n'rolla. Dakle, zašto nije bilo drugih albuma i nisam rekao da neće biti? Pa iz prostog razloga što se neki od najboljih albuma Bob Dylana ima ih mnogo, prvo to je jedan problem. Drugi problem je taj što je možda najbolji Blond on Blond, on je dupli, izbjegamo da puštamo dvostruke albume, pa smo nekako tako došli do ovog. Ali bio neko 15. studijski album i pojavio se 20. januara 1975. godine. Pošto traje malo nekoliko naša emisija, gledat ćemo da skratimo ovaj priču i odmah preći na numeru broj 2, Simple Twist of Fate.
They sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. Saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade, as the light bust through a beat up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup above a blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate. Room was bare, he didn't see her anywhere. He told himself he didn't care, pushed the window open wide, felt that emptiness inside to which he just could not relate, brought on by a simple twist of fate. He hears the ticking of the clock, walks along with a parrot that talks, hunts her down by the waterfront docks where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for a simple twist of fate. People tell me it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe she was my twin, but I lost the ring. She was born in spring, but I was born too late. Blame it on this simple twist of fate.
osim po Twist of Fate albuma Blood on the Tracks koji slušamo u današnjem izdanju Pucketanja. Za ovu pjesmu su svi mislili da je autobiografska, ali kao i cijeli album Bob Dylan je negirao da je to ikakve veze ima sa njegovim realnim životom, makar svi kažu da je album koji slušamo jedan od onih rijetkih koji se malo isključivo bavi prekidom veze, odnosno braka između njega i njegove Sare Loomis, kako se djevojčki prezivala. No dobro, o tome možemo još nešto više reći kasnije, a po nekim verzijama čak je ova pjesma posvećena i onoj djevojci s kojoj zagrlje hoda na omotu albuma Free Willing, koji ga je i proslavio, koja se zvala Suzy ili Suzy Rotolo. No dobro, evo što kad govorimo o djevojkama, treća numera na albumu je You're a Big Girl Now.
Thank you.
po mnogim kritičarima jedan od najkompletnijih albuma Bob Dylana, najbolje snimljen, najbolje ocjenjen i tako dalje, iako je to vrlo skromno, ne, nekog velikog ansambla oko njega. I ono što je jako interesantno kad imate ove Wikipedije i čuda, a niste muzičar, otkrijete su sve pjesme u otvorenom D štimu, šta god to značilo, a to je Dylan učio irski folk muzičar Paul Brady, za koga sad vjerojatno malo ko zna, ali je to dakle ostavio svoj trag na ovom veličanstvenom albumu koji mi nastavljamo da slušamo dalje. Sad je jedan od dužih pjesama na albumu sa onim čuvenim refrenom: svaki put kad ti otvoriš usta, zaduva idiotski vjetar ili ti idiot wind.
The top, you're on the bottom. remember your face anymore. Your mouth has changed, your eyes don't look in the mine. The priest wore black on the seventh day and sat stone faced while a building burned. I waited for you on the running board near the cypress tree while the springtime turned slowly into autumn. Separated you from me. You'll never know the hurt I suffered, nor the pain I rise above. And I'll never know the same about you, your holiness or your kind of love. And it makes me feel so sorry.
Slušamo poznani jeste Like a Rolling Stone, možda najpoznatija pjesma Bob Dylana, ali instrumentalna verzija na kojoj svira niko drugi nego Michael Bloomfield, sjajan gitarista nesretne sudbine koji je malo ostavio koliko je mogao da svira u grupi Paul Butterfield Blues Band i na tom snimku klavijature svira Al Cooper i to je, možemo samo pričati, čitava knjiga koja se bavi samo jednom pjesmom Like a Rolling Stone, ali vrlo sličan zvuk je i malo prije bio sa nama kroz numero Idiot Wind i sad zatvaramo prvu stranu sa pjesmom You Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go.
Never been this close before. Never been so easy or so slow. I've been shooting in the dark too long. When something's not right, it's wrong. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Dragging clouds so high above, I've only known careless love. It always has hit me from below. But this time round, it's more correct. Right on target, so direct. You're gonna make me lonesome. purple clover, Queen Anne lace, crimson hair across your face. You can make me cry if you don't know. Can't remember what I was thinking of. You might be spoiling me too much, love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Flowers on the hillside blooming crazy, crickets talking back and forth in rhyme, blue river running slow and lazy. I could stay with you forever and never realize the time. Situations have ended sad, relationships have all been bad. Mine have been like Verlaine's and Rambo. But there's no way I can compare all them scenes to this affair. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing, staying far behind without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm saying. You're gonna make me give myself a good talking to. I look for you in old Honolulu, San Francisco or Ashtabula. You're gonna have to leave me now, I know. But I see you in the sky above, in the tall grass and the ones I love. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go.
Pucketanje.
A u pucketanju Blood on the Tracks, album Bob Dylana, jedan od njegovih silnih remek dijela. Ovo je bio 15. po redu, a prije toga teško je i nabrojati sve vrhunske naslove poput Free Willing, Highway 61, Revisited, Blonde on Blonde, Another Side of Bob Dylan, Times They Are Changing, svašta je tu zaista stalo, a i poslije ovoga momaka, zaista karijera traje jako dugo, Roberta Alana Zimmermana, koji sad ima 83 godine. Ali dobro, idemo mi dalje, dakle, ovo je iz one faze kada se nije bavio politikom, jer je shvatio da od toga nema umjetnosti i bavio se ličnim odnosima, iako on, kao što rekao, poricao da ima veze sa njegovom suprugom Sarom. Kasnije će se na albumu Desire pojaviti pjesma Sara, ali to će već biti znatno kasnije. Idemo mi sa albumom koji predstavljamo večeras i sve podsjećamo se u pucketanju. Pjesma koja otvara Best stranu je Meet Me in the Morning. Thank you. in the Morning, B1 numera na albumu Blood on Tracks, Roberta Boba Dylana, kasnije Nobelovca, nema šta se nije dešavao u njegovoj karijeri, ali ne možemo, zaista jedna emisija je izuzetno malo, pa ćemo gledati da pustimo što više pjesama sa ovog albuma. Evo se jedna koja čak traje 8.50, to je našim standardima, mogu jedno 10 pjesama da stane u ovo, ali dobro, tako je kako je. Ima dugačak i naziv, Lily Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts, i jedna je, dakle, od kamena temeljaca ove ploče, za koje je Michael Bloomfield, koga sam malo prije pomenuo, kaže, kada ga je zvao da svira s njim na ovom albumu, kaže, meni to nevjerojatno bilo, sve dugačke, sve iste u istom tonalitetu, a to je za jednog muzičara poput njega bilo neshvatljivo. Naravno, genijalnost Bob Dylan se pokazivala uvijek po tome, iako su ga recimo otpisivali kao pjevača, naravno danas to više niko ne pominje, svi kažu da je dobar i pjevač. Dakle, idemo sa B2, sa Blood on the Tracks.
Strange affairs.
which took her everywhere, but she never met anyone quite like the Jacobites. The hanging judge came in unnoticed and was being wined and dined. The drilling in the wall kept up, but no one seemed to pay it any mind. Except maybe the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary started drinking hard and seeing her reflection in the knife. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. She had done a lot of bad things, even once tried suicide. Was looking to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the Jack of Hearts. Lily took her dress off, buried it away. As your luck ran out, she laughed at him. Well, I guess you must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall, there's a brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you're still alive, you're looking like a saint. Down the hallway, footsteps were coming for the Jack of Hearts. The backstage manager was pacing all around by his chair. There's something funny going on, he said, I can just feel it in the air. To get the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk. As a leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk, there was no actor anywhere better than the Jack of Hearts. No one knew the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. The door to the dressing room burst open and a cold revolver clicked. Standing there, you couldn't say surprised. Rosemary right beside him, steady in her eyes. She was with Big Jim, but she was leaning to the Jack of Hearts. Two doors down, the boys finally made it through the wall and cleaned out the bank safe. It said they got off with quite a haul. The next day was hanging day, the sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. And Rosemary on the gallows, she didn't even blink. The hanging judge was sober, he hadn't had a drink. The only person on the scene missing was the Jack of Hearts. Cabaret was empty now, a sign said closed for repair. Lily had already taken all of the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, who she very rarely saw. Thinking about Rosemary and thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the Jack of Hearts.
I tako smo stigli praktično do samog kraja albuma Blood on the Tracks Bob Dylan, koga smo slušali u večerašnjem 53. izdanju Pucketa. Imamo još tri numere, ali nećemo moći sve tri. Buckets of Rain, koja za taj album će ovaj put da ostane, a mi ćemo do kraja čuti If You See Her Say Hello i Shelter from the Storm. Sa vama bili Dragan Đokić i Nebojša Ristić. Hvala na pažnje i čujemo se ponovno za 7 dana.
If you see her, say hello. She might be in Tangier. She left here last early spring. Is living there, I hear. Say for me that I'm all right. Though things get kind of slow, she might think that I've forgotten her. Don't tell her it isn't so. We had a falling out, like lovers often will. And to think of how she left that night, it still brings me a chill. And though our separation, it pierced me to the heart, she still lives inside of me. We've never been apart. If you get close to her, kiss her once for me. Always have respected her for doing what she did and getting free. Oh, whatever makes her happy, I won't stand in the way. Oh, the bitter taste still lingers on from the night I tried to make her stay. I see a lot of people as I make their rounds, and I hear her name here and there as I go from town to town. I've just learned to turn it off. Either I'm too sensitive, or else I'm getting soft. Sundown, yellow moon, I replay the past. I know every scene by heart. They all went by so fast. If she's passing back this way, I'm not that hard to find. Tell her she can look me up if she's got the time.
'Cause in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was a little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Now there's a wall between us, something that's been lost. I took too much for granted, I got my signals crossed. Just between till it all began on a non-eventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. The deputy walks on hard nails and the preacher rides a mount, but nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a feudal horn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. I've heard newborn babies wailing like a moaning dove, and old men with broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give you a shelter from the storm. Well, I'm living in a foreign country, but I'm bound to cross the line. Beauty walks a razor's edge, someday I'll make it mine. If I could only turn back the clock to when God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm.